SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on April 6, 2012. Very important message right now, that something I've been meditating upon for some time, on why is it that so many people that profess to have faith in Jesus Christ, that absolutely know in their head what the gospel is, could describe the gospel, could explain the gospel, why are so many people departing from the faith in these days? We're going to talk about that, and I've known people that know what the gospel is. I've known people that had gifts of God and calling of God and have gone astray. We're going to talk about why. You know, we want to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave his only life for us. God the Father gave his only begotten Son for us. Jesus bore our sins upon himself, suffered at the hands of religious people, and even the Gentiles, the nations, were about him like wild bulls. He endured that to give us eternal life, as many as the Lord would call, and as many as would have faith in the gospel by faith, repenting from the world, repenting from their idols to turn and serve the living God. God would grant them eternal life. It's a gift through God's grace and his mercy. That the fact that Jesus would be buried for 3 days, according to the scripture, and then conquer the power of death that had, and the one that had the power of the death was the devil, conquered the devil, disarmed the principalities, made an open show of them, triumphing over them in it. This is what the Word of God says. The victory has been given to us. We have the victory in Jesus Christ by faith for those that do call upon the Lord with a true heart. But the scriptures are clear that in the last days, many will turn aside, go astray, and follow lies and myths. And it's grieving. It's grieving because of the influence that these people have. You know, people don't just go and take their own life and go into hell, go after darkness. But they take people with them. They have influence over others. So this is why I want to talk about this today. It's important that you and I fully give heed to our salvation. More earnest heed to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's not God's will that he lose any. Jesus prayed this prayer in John chapter 17 again though. Many really are falling away. And in the time of affliction and persecution, because the word of God is shallow in the hearts of these people that have professed faith in Jesus, they'll give up. And they'll betray others that truly believe in Jesus. And woe unto those that harm the little ones of the Lord. It'd be better for them to have had a millstone tied around their neck and to be thrown into the depths of the sea than to hurt a little child. And we're called to be like children. Otherwise, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. So whether you're talking about a real child or whether you're a child of God, woe unto those that harm God's little flock. Another thing I've been watching is, I'm going to name a name today, a specific man that knows the gospel, knew the gospel, preached the word of God, but he had from long ago a foundation that was corrupted. And because he didn't change it, through the cross of Jesus, because he didn't heed the voice of the Lord in his own personal life, now he's gone completely astray. He's a priest of Babylon. We're going to talk about that, Lord willing, today. You know, the flesh stinketh. Whether we're talking about my flesh, your flesh, or other people's flesh, it stinks. It stinks. To high heaven. God cannot receive it. The flesh and the carnal mind are enmity against God. And loving the things of this world puts you at odds with God, makes you a enemy of the living God. And there's so much going on today in the religious land that opposes the Lord. It may use the Lord, but it doesn't serve the Lord. It may use things of the scripture, but it's for its own end and means. We don't want to be that way, but we're going to look at these things today. This is from 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and following. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, this is something that really needs to be heeded. You're in the world. We're not of the world. We're called to be a called out people, ecclesia. This is the word church. It's not an institution of man. It's bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. They're people that aren't perfect, but they're being sanctified and being perfected by the activity of God as people drink the milk of the word, as they grow in the Lord Jesus Christ by grace, and they worship God. They're actually changed from image to image, from glory to glory, by the working of God. But we're to do this. We're to grow in the Lord, but we're not to be worldly. And today we have so many so-called churches. They have hirelings that sit as pastors, as leaders over God's heritage, and they're completely opposite the way of the Lord in His kingdom. They call themselves titles. They are hirelings. They market the gospel. They market their church. They call it a business. And it is a business. It's big business. And they don't proclaim the full counsel of God. They don't proclaim the full word of the Lord, calling people to liberty, calling them out of corruption into the kingdom of the Lord God, His dear Son. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You know, in Romans 8, it talks about there's now, therefore, no condemnation to those that walk after the Spirit, that are in Christ Jesus, not after the flesh. And the people that are of the flesh mind the things of the flesh. They go after the flesh. But the people, and this is death, people that are mindful of the Spirit and go after the things of the Spirit, they have life and peace. So it's a telltale sign, it's evident. And people give away what's in their heart by what they speak and what they do. 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. This is an amazing text here by Apostle John, what he's saying. And when you can think about it and go back to the Garden of Eden, when God said, you may partake of all the trees in the paradise, in the garden, except the tree that's in the middle of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You may not partake of it, and in the day you do, you'll die. But when Eve was deceived and seduced by the subtlety of the serpent, she looked at it, she thought that it was pleasant. She thought it make her wise. She thought it would taste good. She wanted it. And those are the three lusts. Lust of the eyes, covetousness, wanting what's not yours, what God has not ordained for you to have, and you the desire, the lust to take it. And to experience it, the pleasure outside of what God has ordained, and the pride of life, which is make you wise, exalt you. This is the realm of the occult that wants the secret knowledge. Doesn't go through the Lord. Climbs in a window. Doesn't go through the door through the Lord Jesus Christ. But it takes what it can, the mysteries for itself to use for its own end. Nothing's new under the sun. So these things pass away. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So there's many people that have a calling and election from the Lord, and the calling and election of the Lord is without repentance. There's many people that have gifts that God ordained them to be serving Him in this world, in this age, but they haven't completely devoted themselves. And they can say the right things. They can say the scripture, and they can prophesy, and they can cast out demons, and they can do many great works. But Jesus will say unto them, depart from me, you lawless ones, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. That's the danger. The answer, the solution, is in the scriptures. I'm going to read this to you, what Jesus said. He said it's recorded in many different ways through the gospel. Now this is Matthew 16:24. And then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Mark 8:34, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. This is Luke 9:23, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. See, a lot of people pick and choose. They don't really make Jesus the Lord. They pick and choose what they want. Jesus encountered this when they came to Jesus because of the miracles of the loaves and fishes. They fed their belly, but they didn't come to him for the most part because he was the Lord, because he was the Savior, because he offered eternal life, because he was sent by the Father. They didn't really care about those things, just the temporal, the things of the world. Not so. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me. So if you're going to come after the Lord, you have to deny yourself. Not your will. This is the example of Jesus. Jesus denied his own self-will to do the will of the Father. This is the same thing that was in Saul, that was self-willed. And he was stubborn. He did his own thing. And the prophet Samuel told him, this is you're self-willed. It's like you're worshiping yourself. It's like sin of idolatry and witchcraft. But God was looking for obedience. And to hearken to his voice is better than the fat of rams. God isn't looking for your sacrifice. He's not looking for you to do this and that and rationalize with your mind. He wants you to obey him. These are the works of God by faith. He's not looking for you to manufacture things out of your flesh. And this is what the religious world does not understand. And you must pick up your cross. This is where the victory is at the cross. The death to the flesh, to the ways of the flesh, to the sins of the flesh, that we may walk free of the corruption that's in the world through lust. This is so abundant in the New Testament. So what happens when people don't deny themselves and they're using the Lord, not serving the Lord? Amazing text that I've come across in recent days is in 2 Corinthians 2:17. This blows my mind as I read this, what Apostle Paul encountered 2,000 years ago, at the birth of the church, the New Testament church. He said, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God speak we in Christ. Apostle Paul saying here that there was a lot of different people around in those days, going around preaching the word of God, using the scriptures for their own means. He says there was many people like that. He says we're not like that. And this word corrupt is the word peddle. Merchandising, selling. But sincerely, purely, innocently, uprightly before God, as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. And that's what we need to be, is serving the Lord before, because we know he searches our hearts. Because he has commended unto us the gospel. Apostle Paul said the Lord knew him and called him, counting him faithful. And that the word of God was manifested by the proclaiming of the word of God. This is what God's ordained. So we want to be faithful to the Lord, not servants of men, seeking to please men, but true servants of the living God, not peddling the word of God. Apostle Paul talked about men. He said he was weeping. Even he told them before, and I tell you again, even weeping, that there are many that are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end of destruction will come, certainly, and whose God was their belly. They were driven by appetites. who mind earthly things and whose glory is in their shame. There's people that boast about the most base things, the carnal, worldly. The tactics of the world, they offer strange fire to God, and they boast in it. They merchandise the gospel. They've not sanctified the Lord. And I want to talk about this right now because I have meditated on this. How is it? How does this happen? This is how it happens. When you're backslidden, when your heart grows cold, versus it's lukewarm, and it becomes cold and callous, and you enter sin, it hardens the heart. And when you're in that mode, you're not sanctifying the Lord in your heart. And the Lord is holy. The Lord is absolutely pure. And the Lord is absolutely truth. There's no lie. There's no mixture. There's no shadow of turning. And God commands his people, he says, be ye holy as I am holy. And this is done through Jesus Christ. But when you're backslidden, and you let other things of this world and the lust come in, it makes the word of God of no effect in your life. It chokes the word. It becomes unfruitful. And then you don't sanctify the Lord. And then you tolerate. You tolerate false prophets. Like they, that church tolerated Jezebel that taught the people of God to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit fornication. It doesn't bother you anymore. Take the difference between Lot and his wife. Lot sanctified the Lord. He understood God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And he feared the Lord. He loved the Lord. And he vexed his righteous soul from day to day with her unrighteous deeds. Lot's wife? She was offended that God would actually judge. Push the button of judgment. She turned into a pillar of salt as she looked back where her heart was. It wasn't with the living God. She wasn't eternally minded. She was temporal. She was worldly. And a lot of people in the church world today are just like Lot's wife. And here Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. And the second coming of Jesus Christ and great wrath are being poured out by holy angels of God into the earth because of the abominations that are of detestableness and uncleanliness before God. And as the earth bands together, even in religious sectors, with the erring, rebelling governments of the world and serve the dragon, and are heralding the gospel of the dragon that they are gods, the Lord will judge them. And the people that have slept and not sought the Lord, when the cry is made, when the bridegroom is returning, they won't have any oil in their lamps. And they'll be cast out into outer darkness. We don't want this to happen. But this is how it happens. Backsliddenness, not sanctifying the Lord, leads you into deception. Then you go into delusion. And God will turn them over because they had pleasure in unrighteousness. They didn't love the truth. They could take it or leave it. Laissez-faire. First John 2:19, he's talking about people that were among the people of God, but they left. They went out from us. And I want to read this to you. Little children, it's the last time, and as if you've heard that Antichrist shall come, even now, 2,000 years ago, when this is written, are there many Antichrists? Whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Thinking of a man named Carlton Pearson, who went to ORU and was associated with Oral Roberts, and I believe right there you have heresy, I mean, false doctrine, a tangent of elements of the truth, the motive operandi in those movements that we've seen in the last several decades has been so opposite the Lord Jesus Christ. We have men sitting as kings and leaders and celebrities with use of titles, and they're hirelings, and they've divided the body of Christ in calling so-called assemblies, churches, with names of men after men, or things. when the Lord said his house would be called a house of prayer for all nations. It's tragic. But what happens is when we don't crucify the flesh, we don't change and put away those things and grow up into Christ. When Paul said, when I was a child, I behaved as a child, but when I became a young man, I put away the childish things. There's so many different things that were worldly that needed to be put away. We can't, there's people, I was thinking about this today, there's people that absolutely insist on the myth, and they absolutely insist on resisting the truth. They're just going to do it their way, just like Burger King. Well, Carlton Pearson has now, part of universalism, he declares a gospel of inclusion, all the religions. If you go to his website, he shows all the different religions as one, and we know that the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God's sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemning sin in the like in his flesh, that those that would walk not after the flesh would fulfill the law through faith. But that is not a religion. The gospel, Jesus bearing the sins and being executed, crucified, buried, and rising again after 3 days, is not a religion. It's the power of God unto salvation. You can't mix other religions. So we're seeing the priests of Babylon, the prophets of Babylon, standing with, well, this is what Carlton Pearson is doing, is a good example, with a rabbi who denies that Jesus is the Christ, which is an antichrist, denies the gospel. Carlton Pearson does not believe the word of God is the word of God. He believes that hell, for example, was created by men that feared the gods, and it was used as a fear tactic to manipulate people. He doesn't believe that what Jesus said, that there is hell, that people be cast out into outer darkness, that the worm would not die and the fire would not be quenched for those that refuse to have faith and repent of their sins. So let's see, are you going to believe Carlton Pearson or are you going to believe Jesus Christ? But yet the people follow people like Carlton Pearson, standing with Bishop Spong, following other people that have denied the Lord. There's even a mystic new age, new thought teacher. And this is what they do. It's a business. This guy speaks for $15,001 to $20,000 at your convention that you can hear, that all the gods are the same, all the paths. What's amazing about Carlton Pearson is he still says that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world, but everyone will be saved, whether they know it or not or believe it or not. Yet what the scripture says is, they that don't believe, the wrath of God abides upon them. That's the same chapter, John chapter 3, that declared that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Later in that chapter, it talks about the wrath of God abiding on people that do not believe. Because light came to the world, but men loved darkness rather than the light. How do you deal with that, Mr. Carlton Pearson and others like you? You've been backslidden for so long. You've not sanctified the Lord. And now you not only have gone from deception, now you're in delusion. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. That's the scripture. And there's people that were among us, but they went out from us. They were never really of the Lord. It's manifested. They were self-willed. They were using the Lord. They weren't serving the Lord. They picked and choose what they would follow with Jesus. They're peddlers, gospel peddlers. They're gospel perverts. 2 Peter 2:1 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who secretly, privily, shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Jude 1:4, for there are certain men of crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. It's coming to pass right now, right in our day. What's the solution? Abide in the Lord. Let his word abide in you. He is the true vine. We are branches. You can do nothing of yourself. But if you come unto the Lord, you must deny yourself and pick up your cross daily and follow the Lord. Love the truth. Every single tangent from the straight and narrow way that leads to life, every single minuscule tangent to the left or to the right will lead you a million zillion miles away from the truth. You have to love the truth, and you can't do it by yourself. You're going to have to trust the Lord and seek him and listen to him. By all means, be obedient to him. Here's some more scripture along this theme that I've been sharing. Romans 16 and 17 and following. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good works and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. You see this? They're causing divisions because they're not holding to the truth. They're wanting to reinvent the church, reinvent the gospel, reinvent. But you know, the word of God is not the words of man, and it doesn't change. It's the same yesterday, today, forever. The Lord doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. The word of God is forever settled. And this is why we want to be speaking. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. And if any man minister, let him minister according to the grace that God gives, that God would be glorified in all things through Christ Jesus. Don't serve your belly. Don't serve your appetite. Don't serve your own self. Don't be exalting yourself on some throne. Put the Lord on the throne. For everyone that is exalted, everything that is high and lifted up, other than the Lord himself, will be completely obliterated and crushed and ground to powder. As the glory of the Lord is manifested in the last days, the wicked that hate the Lord Jesus Christ and have loved darkness will be exposed as the Lord comes in the fullness of the glory of the Father. And they will hide in the rocks, in the holes, in the caves, in the jagged rocks, and call upon the mountains to fall on us and hide us from the wrath of God and the Lamb. You don't want to be this way. You're either going to hide in the Lord or you're going to hide from the Lord. But it's clear, ladies and gentlemen, the great falling away is underway. And the casting aside of the Word of God is taking place. You're going to have to taste and see that the Lord is good and partake of His Word and eat it. For that is what's going to sustain you through these days.